Please stand. Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Conklin. Absent. Grunge.
Here.
Needhammer. Absent. Page.
Here.
Solomon.
Here.
Quorum present.
Pursuant to the request of Mayor Ron Grunge, pro temp, I move that the Commissioner Dean Solomon be designated acting mayor for this meeting and for the duration of running tonight's city commission meeting, consistent with section 5.55 of the Boyne City Charter.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Grunge.
Aye.
Page.
Aye.
Solomon.
Aye.
Motion carried.
All right. I think at this point it would be appropriate to move to excuse Commissioners Needhammer and Hamba. Appropriate?
Yes.
Second. You need a roll call for that?
You need a vote. It doesn't need to be a roll call.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. All right. Next on our agenda is the consent agenda. The purpose of the consent agenda is to expedite business by moving non-controversial items together to be dealt with by one commission motion without discussion. Any member of the commission, staff, or the public may ask that any item or items on the consent agenda be removed and placed as the last item of new business to receive full consideration. Such requests will be automatically respected. So we have four items today. First is approval of the May 25th, 2021 regular city commission draft minutes as presented. Second is approval of the recommendation from the Director of Public Works, Tim Foss, to amend the contract with Armstrong Environmental LLC for an amount not to exceed $2,400 to assist the city with the design and permitting services for the shoreline erosion control project at 1111 Marshall Road, and authorize the city manager to execute any necessary documents. Third is to approve the recommendation from Director of Public Works, Tim Foss, to approve a contract for the supply and installation of a 4-inch reduced pressure backflow prevention assembly to the Johnny Green Company, of Petoskey, Michigan, in an amount not to exceed $7,367, and authorize the city manager to execute any necessary documents. D is approve the recommendation from the Airport Advisory Board to approve the resignation of Leon Vercusi. Pretty good. Cousy, yeah. Not too bad, from the Airport Advisory Board. We have those four items. Any comments from anyone in the public, staff, commissioners? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I move to approve the consent agenda, is right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. All right, next on the agenda is citizen comment. These are for items that are not part of our agenda. And if you'd like to speak, that'd be great. You're limited to 5 minutes. Anyone who has an item they'd like to talk about? And please introduce yourself and reel it.
Good evening. I'm Richard Wright. I'm on the Airport Advisory Board. And thinking about during COVID, and you know, we didn't have a lot of meetings due to the restrictions, but nonetheless, I thought after every Airport Advisory Board meeting, there's really no representation from the board to the city commissioners. So I thought, well, let me try just coming to the meetings, not necessarily to give a presentation or anything like that, but really to give you folks the feedback. If you have any direct questions, you could ask me, and I know we have airport manager here every day as well, but just get feedback from you, you know, two-way communication, and really that's all I had to say. So after each Airport Advisory Board meeting, the fourth Thursday of every month. If I may, I'd like to show up here, and I'll just remain mute unless there's a germane subject to bring up.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome at any meeting.
Hello.
All right, anyone else? Again, just take your name and where you live.
My name is Augie Engelhardt from Port Bay. This is my business partner, Matt McKeon. We are renting out the old Hall Pharmacy building on Water Street, and it is our intention to open up a tasting room there to for the spirits that will be manufacturing off-site. We should be on the agenda at the next commission meeting for a vote to answer any questions you might have. We just wanted to show up today, put a name to a face, introduce ourselves, and invite anyone if they see the pharmacy doors open. We're there almost every day. We're doing a historic renovation of the building. So we're an open book, and we look forward to the next meeting when we can dive into the specifics a little further.
Great. Well, thanks. Gives us a chance to associate a name with a face. I'm looking forward to your presentation. Anyone else? Yeah.
Yes, hello. My name is John McCahan, and I've been a property owner at the Atrium Condominium, the corner of Front and West Main Street for 18 years. And there's a piece of property that is owned by the city that is just in front of our building. And it's become overgrown with weeds, and it has a tree in it that is now dead. And we started in February of 2017 to ask the city to maintain that little piece of property and beautify it. We like to think that we look pretty good in our building. People that might have been by there on Memorial Day noticed that we had the buntings up, and our building always looks great on Memorial Day and the 4th of July. But starting in February of 2017, we asked the city to do something. And then in May of 2018, we did some further correspondence, and we actually got a response from the Director of Public Works at that time that they planned to fix that up in that summer of 2018. Well, 2019 came, and it hadn't been done. We did some follow-up correspondence to the city in May of 2019, and basically haven't heard back anything. And we've tried to maintain it ourselves a bit, you know, but with COVID in 2020, it's, you know, we've just gotten tired, I guess, of trying to maintain it. There are small stones there. There's like a great a mat, a weed control mat that's deteriorated. There's small stones on top of that, and the stones fall still over on the sidewalk on both Front Street and Main Street, and we frequently try to clean those up because it's a walking hazard, really, for those small stones. And our last attempt at trying to get something done was on March 22nd of this year, more correspondence to the city, and still no response of any sort. So we're here to plead with the city to please do something with that. It's you know, it's the main entrance for people coming from the south or the west into the downtown area, and it just looks awful, terrible. You know, and I guess at this point, I guess we're just gonna let the weeds grow and let the dead tree just stick out of there. Hopefully somebody can beautify that and fix it. That's all. Thank you.
Thanks. So maybe something we can refer to staff, and we've talked about already, and maybe ask the city manager, public works director, report back to us at some point, and you're able to further explore and make sure that we're doing our due diligence with that particular property.
Be glad to.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else? All right. The next item is correspondence. You may see none there.
Correct.
Next is the city manager's report.
A few items for this evening. Sunday afternoon's Back to the Brick event organized by our Main Street program was very successful, as was the high school graduation parade that took place later that evening on Sunday. The Garden Club has now planted everything except for the west side of the North Lake Street Bridge, which they will not be planting due to our upcoming sidewalk project. So that will not have flowers on this side this year. On our Franklin Park and Morgan Street project, paving is complete, and we're waiting on the sidewalk subcontractor to complete their work before finishing the boulevard restoration. And we're having conversations with our engineers and the main contractor with regards to getting that done quicker than it has been. The Park Street Bridge deck, which is the final phase of our springtime road major projects, the asphalt surface was milled down on Monday. Today, the waterproof membrane installation was taking place, and we're hoping that have paving scheduled to take place by the end of the day on Friday, so that can then reopen for the weekend. Approaches to the porous sidewalk that's been installed at the marina were poured on Monday, and the armor stone placement will be taking place next. If you go down there now, you'll notice by the small boat launch that our DPW crews are working on some grounds improvements near where the ground was chewed up, where people having to turn the corner very sharply with the high lake levels after launching their boats last season. Demolition of the three buildings at the lofts on Lake Street corner of State and North Lake Street began in earnest today. If you go by there this evening after the meeting, you'll notice that the bike fix shop is now a pile of rubble on that site, and some of the trees and other materials that have been removed as well. After the buildings are removed, which should take about a week, the soils will be cleaned up and improved. And their plan is working as having all the prep work done on that site done before the 4th of July. Work continues to progress on the Rivermouth restroom project. The goal is also to have those open for the 4th of July. We'll have a better sense if that goal will be met by our next meeting. I'll be out of the office tomorrow. And then construction on the extensions of the Boyne Valley Trail on the city property off of Old Horton Bay Road north of the city began this week. We have a groundbreaking ceremony that has been scheduled for this Friday at noon. Also on Friday, the Stroll the Streets resumes, and that'll continue through September 3rd. We'll be holding a public information meeting regarding the proposed marina expansion next Tuesday, June 15th, in this room at 6 p.m. Phase two of the expansion is estimated to cost approximately $1.6 million. We were awarded a MDNR waterways grant for $392,440, and that leaves an approximate $1.2 million balance of the project, which is ultimately paid for using marina revenues. Present at that meeting will be city staff, consultants from our from both Avon Marsh, which is the engineering firm that's working on the project, and Baker Tilly Municipal Advisors, which is the financial advisor for that project as well. Persons that are unable to attend the meeting or have any questions are encouraged to contact our harbor master or executive assistant, Barb Brooks, for more information. The Chamber of Commerce's Pavilion Summer Concert Series, also known in the past as the Concerts at the Gazebo, they're not at the gazebo this year, will begin for summer on Wednesday, June 16th, so not tomorrow, but a week after that, at 6:30 p.m. Right out here at the pavilions on the east, on the new structures on the east side of the pavilion with the audiences on the lawn. Those concerts will be continuing through August 25th. And Charlevoix County has announced dates for their household hazardous waste collection that will be taking place in June. Those will be on the 18th and 19th, and reservations can be made by visiting the county's website. So if you have any questions on those or other items, please let me know.
Thank you, Mike. Anybody in staff or public have any comments or questions? Commissioners?
I have a couple of mine. First is the item about the Old Horton Bay property. Is that the Boyne Valley Trail?
No, excuse me, that is the, typo from last time is the Boyne Forest Trail.
Yeah,
thank you.
Second, for the public information meeting about the marine expansion, I'm just wondering if there'd be any opportunity to video record that in a way that people aren't able to attend can watch, see the presentation, learn more about the marina project.
Yeah, we should be able to do that. I can check into that.
Yeah, and then you know, after maybe we post that in a way that, on our website.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else? All right, next on our agenda is old business. We have none. For new business, first item is a Downtown Development Authority development plan and tax increment financing TIF plan amendment. And this is an ordinance introduction. Mike?
Well, actually, I prefer to turn it over to Kelsey.
Oh, on the spot.
I mean, I can go through it if you'd like. You do have my memo with me. I'll pick it up then.
I'll give the overview. I will read the memo word for word, if that sounds good. So 1 CMA Street, Downtown Development Authority, as you know, has been working on our TIF renewal for quite a few months now. Started with looking at the one we're currently operating under. There was community input. We've done a community information session, met with City Commission. We are getting to the point of wrapping it all up, which is super exciting. And so as part of this, there has to be two readings of the amendment ordinance, because the TIF plan is actually an ordinance because of the way that it was set up in 1994 when the City Commission first set up the Downtown Development Authority. That established an ordinance around that. That was what was renewed in 2010, and then now we're doing the renewal again. So since it's the ordinance amendment, which the amendment is to renew it, this would be the first reading of that. Then we go into the public hearing at the next meeting on June 22nd, and then the second reading and adoption can take place 30 days after today, which puts it at the July 13th meeting. So this is one of the steps required towards, I guess the first step required towards officially renewing the plan or not, or considering for renewal. And this actually, just kind of an interesting tidbit, is required from the city charter in the two readings of the ordinance, and it is not part of the DEA law, which is what's kind of guided all of the other fun things that we've had to do related to the renewal. So it's the first reading, which then sets us up for public hearing and second reading and approval.
I thought she would do a perfect job, but she did. She covered pretty much. She covered everything that we really needed to do. So again, it is the introduction, and we have at least two more meetings scheduled on the subject.
Two more meetings, that would be
the public hearing on the 22nd, and then consideration of the adoption at the July 13th or later meeting.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any comments or questions from staff? Members of public? All right, we're ready to go to commissioners. Ron?
I'm good with it.
As am I, as Kelsey indicated, we've done a lot of talking about this and been led through the process and the plan line by line nearly over the past couple of months. So now is the final step of doing that. There are two more opportunities for public input, public hearing, and then, of course, at the time of final adoption. And I'm sure, Kelsey, you welcome comments anytime.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been getting some phone calls since one of the other things you have to do with the state law is send out notice to all of the property owners in the district. So we've had a good amount of calls saying, like, what the heck is this? Because in day to day, you know, not everyone thinks TIFF is as exciting as I do. So that's been kind of a fun, nerdy conversation to have, because I always appreciate talking about taxes with people, even though they don't think about it as much as we do. So yeah, that's been a fun little thing.
Great, thanks. Well, I think we're ready to entertain the motion.
I would move to approve the recommendation of the Main Street DDA Board and introduce the 2021 Downtown Development Authority Development Plan and Tax Increment Financing Plan Amendment Ordinance as presented.
Second. Motion and second. Roll call, please.
Salomon.
Aye.
Grunch.
Aye.
Page.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Right, our next item is a recommendation from Public Works Director concerning contract with Armstrong Environmental. No, wait, the wrong spot. Sorry. Next is a landscape at the entrance to City Hall.
No, that has been removed from the agenda for this meeting at the request of the supplement. So we're working out the revised agenda that was posted earlier.
Okay, sorry I missed that. Next item is to approve a change order regarding the renovation of the River Mouth restaurants. Tim?
Thank you. The project, as you know, has been moving along very quickly. We're working towards a July 1st deadline to get the project completed. This deals with kind of what I call a paperwork issue resulting from a decision that was made about a month ago in order to get the proper doors ordered for three bathrooms. There'll be a women's bathroom on the south side of the building, a men's on the north side, and also a family bathroom on the north side. When the doors were originally priced, they were priced based on a specification that was used at Veterans Pavilion, which is how the majority of the materials for the renovation had been priced a couple of years ago by Kernbeck Construction. When the final permits were submitted and we started looking at the actual function of how those rooms would work, we realized, one, that we couldn't use clear glass in these bathrooms, that the glass needed to be frosted so that people couldn't see it, obviously, unlike the pavilion. And then because the facility is used year-round, it's a highly conditioned space in terms of heating in the winter and air conditioning in the summer. Thermal pane glass was definitely needed, which is more expensive than traditional glass that was used at the pavilion. So those two things drove the actual final cost from the door supplier up, as well as the general increase of about 12% in building construction materials. These aren't wood products, which I'm sure you've all heard are probably up nearly 300% currently. But a lot of other materials, such as doors and windows, are up on the order of about 12% compared to the price that was provided a couple of years ago. So those three things led to an increase in cost of about $9,980 on the doors, and the decision had to be made in order to get those doors ordered, because they are special doors, and get those in place in time to meet our July 1st deadline. When the project was originally awarded, it was awarded at a value that was below the budget, so we do have a little bit of room for some of these change orders, and I anticipate there might be one or two small other ones that come up before we get to the finish line, but this is probably going to be our largest change order on the job. So the funds are available, and our recommendation would be that that the City Commission approve change order number one in the amount of $99.80.
Thank you, Tim. Any questions at this point, Tim? All right, any other staff comments? Member of the public? All right, board deliberation. Sal?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm good.
Good.
Make a motion when we approve the...
I haven't got a chance to say mine. Wait just a second. You're almost there. I just want to make a comment.
Sure.
I just wonder, a change order like this, I mean, that's pretty common on projects. And I seem like we've had a bunch of other projects. It always seems like important. As you get into it, there's a need to amend the project in order to handle unanticipated things. Like you had said, the door and lumber. Is that true that most times we end up having something we got to do?
Yeah, you know, usually we hope that some things might come under, which there's a couple things that have come a little bit under on the project, but they don't offset, you know, this amount. You hope at the end of the job everything kind of balances out, but in this case, I don't anticipate that we'll see this much of a deduction on anything over the next, you know, 3 to 4 weeks.
Great. Thank you. All right, Ron, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'll make a motion that we approve the change order. As presented.
I'll second it.
Right. Roll call, please.
Grunch.
Aye.
Page.
Aye.
Salomon.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Right. Next item on the agenda is recommendation by the Public Works Director regarding a contract for a black backflow prevention. Sounds complicated. Oh, no, wait, I'm on the consent agenda. I'm sorry. Wrong page. Airport approach tree trimming is our next item.
Yes. From time to time, trees need to be trimmed or removed, which have grown to the point where they could become a hazard for planes landing or taking off at the airport. Recently, members of our airport board met with DPW Director Tim Foss to identify trees at the west end of the runway off the airport grounds proper in need of such work. This type of work has been done every few years and it has not been a problem in the past. Tim expects to receive a proposal for this trimming work in the amount of approximately $2,500. While he has talked to tree companies at the time the memo was written and when the airport board met, they had not gotten back to him prior to their June 3rd meeting. The board discussed this matter at their meeting and felt there was that if the matter was important enough that they wanted to make a recommendation to the city commission at this point, so the work could be done as quickly as possible after Tim receives the necessary information. After their discussion, the Airport Advisory Board made, supported, and approved a motion recommending that the City Commission authorize staff to proceed with the tree trimming and removal work necessary to help protect the safety of the Boyne Municipal Airport users at a cost not to exceed $3,000. All of the airport board members that were present at that meeting voted in the affirmative. There are sufficient funds in the airport fund budget to cover this expense, and this does not cover all the possible tree hazards at or near the airport, just the most critical ones at this time. So it is recommendation that the City Commission approve the recommendation of the Airport Advisory Board and authorize city staff to hire the appropriate contractors to trim and remove trees necessary to maintain safety access to the Boyne City Airport at a cost not to exceed $3,000. And I'd be glad to address any questions you might have on that.
Great. Any questions to start off? Any comments from city staff? Or public? All right, what a board deliberation.
I'm good with that.
You're good with that?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good with that? The only question I had is, these trees are on city property, is that correct?
No, not all of them are. Some of them are on abutting property owners, so we work with the abutting property owners in regard to it. This follows the landing and departure paths that we follow, and obviously not all of those are over city property.
Mm-hmm. And you've already worked with those residents?
We're in the process of doing that. That would be done before any of the work is done.
Okay. And this is a mandated activity. It has to be done, correct?
If it is not done, it could affect the ways that or the trajectories that the pilots use to come into or out of the airport. It might change those approach angles. So, ultimately, if the work was not done, it created an unsafe condition. You know, it could get to a point where you might have to close the airport or something of that nature. So, there's nothing forcing us to do it. But if we want to maintain a safe airport and keep the airport open, then this work is something that should be followed up on.
Thanks. All right, entertain a motion.
I would move to approve the recommendation of the Airport Advisory Board and authorize city staff to hire appropriate contractors to trim and remove trees necessary to maintain safe access to Boise Airport at a cost of not to exceed $3,000.
Second. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Page.
Aye.
Salomon.
Aye.
Grunch.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. That's about it for our agenda. Next, I go to the board. Anything?
My only comment would be probably important to do the trees since I just had one fall in my backyard. So,
yeah. And you're not on the approach?
No, I'm with you.
I'm
going to
thanks.
That's it.
All right. For announcements, next regular city commission meeting is scheduled for June 22nd at 7 p.m. That move to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. That'd be record time for us. All right. Thanks, everyone.
He said he wanted to put a stamp.